Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's start off with this. Trans woman who considers her, so it's a man that transitioned to a woman that considers themselves a vampire, which I have a hard time with this. Like the transitioning, whatever you want to do, when people start telling me they're cats, dogs, and other things, I don't know where to go with that. But this person considered themselves a vampire. He's been convicted of sexually assaulting a developmentally disabled girl while already under investigation for allegedly strangling a man because he was possessed by a demon. Adam Hetke, 35, who goes by the name Sabrina, was convicted in Wisconsin last week of first-degree sexual assault by threatening the use of a dangerous weapon and second-degree assault of mentally ill victim. Wrote a book at him. I mean, there's just no place for something like this in society. I don't even know why somebody like this person considers themselves a vampire. Just a weird, weird situation and story. These other two stories I want to spend a lot of time on, Rob. One of which, I don't know how many of these from the list that we can read of lies that men have told.
Yeah, this is the one I was interested in.
Let's get to the AP poll thing because I want to spend a lot of time on this. So this voter, Nick Alvarez.
From where?
He's from Alabama. He covers the Alabama basketball team.
And for the record, folks, AP polls are public. So Jeremy's not revealing anything that he shouldn't.
No.
It's a public.
University of Alabama's athletic reporter. So here's my problem with this whole thing, because the list absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. He had Michigan State, Rutgers, Wisconsin, 25, 24, 22.
Michigan State. Rutgers, Wisconsin.
Okay. At 21, he had the University of Maryland, who didn't even make the tournament.
At the final poll.
In his final poll. He had Purdue at 8, who played in the national championship. He had Alabama 3. It covers him. He had Duke at number 2. Where is this coming from? It doesn't make any sense, and this was his vote. And again, I ask you this because I know you vote on it. You take a little pride in this, right?
Absolutely.
Because there are certain things that fall into line for these guys. I hate it when guys don't even, if you didn't watch Maryland, say you didn't watch Maryland, there's no way they're in your top 25 at the end of this season. Just, there's no way.
Yeah.
And some of the teams on here, he had Arizona in the teens. He had Tennessee at 19, Auburn at 17, I believe. I mean, there's teams in here in his top 25 that didn't even make the tournament. Purdue at number 8, Gonzaga ahead of them. I just don't, makes sense.
Let's compare his top 10 to the top 10 that actually came out. Want to do that?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Number 10. Who do you have in number 10?
Number 10, here, I got to try to get this thing to pull up.
Isolate that, Joe.
I hate you, man. All right, here we go. He has at number 10, Arizona.
NC State is. Number 9, who's number 9?
Houston.
Duke. Who's number 8?
Purdue.
Iowa State. Who's number 7?
Gonzaga.
North Carolina. Who's number 6?
Iowa State.
Illinois. Who's number 5?
Illinois is not even in his top 25.
Really?
Number 5, North Carolina.
Tennessee. Who's number 4?
Number 4 is Kansas.
Houston. Who's number 3?
Alabama.
Alabama's number 3. Who's number 2?
Duke.
Purdue. Who's number 1?
UConn.
So he has two out of 10. He has 2 out of 10. All right.
Man.
Now I want to hit about the lies.
All right, you want to get in these lies?
I'll get to the lies.
I mean, some of these are really, really good. And if you guys, there's so many of them, I'm not going to be able to read them all. I retweeted it at JCon Sports if you want to read some of them. Here, I'll start off with the first one. He told me that his mom has cancer. He would cancel plans last minute, couldn't answer his phone because he was taking care of her, all while he was out with other girls. Come to find out, his mom never even had cancer. Who does that? Stay away from Louis Levia from Santa Fe Springs. Said he was going to be traveling professionally doing motocross. Mm. He doesn't even own a motorcycle. He took a dump on my floor and then tried to gaslight me into thinking it was soup. I don't know why I like that one so much. Told me he only had four kids. Had his own football team. He actually had 12. 12 kids. Mm. I found an ultrasound in my ex's wallet. He had gotten someone pregnant. When I asked him about it, he said a coworker was having trouble getting pregnant. So when she finally did, she was so excited that she passed around ultrasounds to everyone. I had already found out and asked the girl before I asked him about it. She confirmed it was his and that he made her abort it.
Wow.
Yep. Dated a guy for 3 months that ghosted me. And when I finally reached back out, he apologized and said his roommate committed suicide. So that's why he fell off the face of the earth. Ran into his roommate 2 months later.
Ooh.
There's a lot of these where it's like, told me he had two kids and he had nine. Told me he had that his kid was his little brother. I mean, there's some really bad one. She's my crazy ex after she sent me pics of them together on Facebook asking me how I knew him. When I told her we were dating, she said they were engaged to be married later that year. He stuck to his story but had all the physical tells of lying. After doing some digging, I found out not only was he engaged to this woman from another state, he was currently married and living with his wife of 20 years. The look on his face when I knocked on his front door and he and his wife answered together in pajamas, priceless. Could you imagine, like, he's trying to carry on a marriage?
An engagement
and a girlfriend. Boy, I feel bad for you, son. I found a heart-shaped earring on the floor.
Got that in our problems.
I found a heart-shaped earring on the floor of his apartment, and he put it on and said it was his.
quick thinking.
My favorite one on here was, he pretended to be British for 6 years. Way to commit to the lie, buddy. Hello, Poppy. Did you miss me? What is he doing? What's he telling?
Were you not around any of his friends? So everybody else was in on it then.
There was another one on here where the guy went to jail. He didn't want his girlfriend to know, so he said he had to go to work. He was going on a going out of the country for work. So he had his mom texting her from his phone just to keep the conversation going, pretending to be him.
So
while
his mom
was in
jail.
His mom was in on it. He didn't text me because he was in a coma, but he did think about me the whole time he was in the coma.
You don't know if that one's not. That one can't necessarily be proven wrong.
That his sister's kids were now having to live between him and his other siblings because that sister died of an OD. Turns out those seven kids were by his seven baby mamas.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Some of these are like so outlandish. You're going, what? He started by telling me he was 24. Then months after talking, I went to meet him. He said he didn't know if he was 24 or 36 because his mom lost his birth certificate.
That was Albert Pujols.
And he and his brother might have been switched names. When I said, wouldn't you remember when you graduated? He said he smoked embalming fluid once and it left a hole in his brain. Can you do that? You smoke embalming fluid?
The question is, though, did she believe it?
I think some of these girls did initially. Some of these, you're like this one. His hickeys were from going paintballing with his friends. He got shot in the neck and the nipples.
I did get shot in the neck by a paintball gun, and it does look like a hickey.
He told me the dog ate our missing condoms.
What? Oh.
I like this one. His ex broke in our apartment and hid her clothes around the whole place. Just so she would find him.
Perfect crime.
Yeah. Anyway. His kid was his little brother. I swear she just fell asleep to me naked. We didn't even hook up. He couldn't tell me where he worked because he said he worked for a spy agency. That's your world of stupid. And if you guys want to see the rest of them, at JCon Sports. Woo, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. Twitter. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ryan Ripken joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, fans are starting to clamor about Bobby Jackson Holliday going back to AAA Norfolk after all the talk about him coming up. Where do you sit with that? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, it's been great. It's felt like a whole lot longer than a week, but it's been good. I felt a lot more comfortable the last two games, so excited for that and to keep adding on to good days. So, yeah, I'm excited.
That's Jackson Holliday, 20-year-old rookie, playing Major League Baseball. Hats off to your kid. A couple of years ago, he was planning his prom and graduation, and now he's in the bigs. Jeremy, right now Jackson is batting 0-45. He has one hit since coming up to the bigs. He is 1-for-22 with 12 strikeouts and a walk. There are folks right now clamoring for him to be sent back down before he's overwhelmed in the bigs, which is odd because 2 weeks ago, people were saying that the Orioles made a huge mistake by not bringing the best 26 players up. Orioles said that was not the case. It is felt because of defense and things like that. It wanted to get some at-bats against lefties. That's why they didn't bring him up. So what do you see what's going on the field? Where do you stand with him?
Until it becomes a problem affecting this team from a wins and losses standpoint, I kind of want to let him work it out here once he's here. Like, if they ultimately decide to send him back down, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. But again, he's here. We know what type of player he has a chance to be. Do you think you ruined him because he got rushed to the majors? No. The strikeouts are a little bit worrisome, but it's something too where I do think he's pressing. And those will be cut down just like a lot of guys that come up and strike out quite a bit. I'm not the least bit worried, but this knee-jerk reaction from fans, like, that guy's got to be sent down. This guy stinks. Call him up. Trade for him. That's not how this works. It's just not how it works. And, like, for even the people that were screaming for Colton Cowser to be starting in left field and Austin Hayes, now we're looking at it, and it seems like that's an obvious thing to happen. People are clamoring, saying, see, I told you about it way back when. But when you were talking about it, there was no sample size there to say that it was legitimate to move on. There just wasn't enough. And you can go back to last year and say that this is a brand new year. And just because you had a great year last year does not mean you're going to have a great year this year. But I do think, you know, once he starts to see the fact that he got that first hit, I was hoping we'd see another one come along. And then this one thing would just, he's going to have a 3-for-3 day, a 4-for-4 day. Something like that's coming up here soon.
Joe asked me in my ear, do I think he's taking too many pitches? Yes, I do. I think at times, not every at-bat, but I think at times he takes – Gunnar Henderson went through that too. Remember, that was my criticism of Gunnar last year.
He's getting a lot of pitchers counts.
He's taking too many pitches, man. Sometimes you got to go out there and ambush. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to go up there and be aggressive and knowing that first fastball you get, that first fastball strike you get, is probably going to be the best pitch of that at-bat. So go up there and grip it and rip.
Yeah.
You know, don't go trying to find, I want to get in the best count. I think, if anything, he's overthinking this. He's a bad boy. Go ahead and be that guy.
I think he's been called out on three strikes that were off the plate, and it was a unfair, like, you know, called third strike. But at the same extent, too, you got to be at some point when it's somewhat close. You still got to protect. And knowing some of those games that we've talked about where the umpire has been giving off the plate, you got to be ready for that, too. And it sucks. It sucks for if that zone gets expanded for the pitcher, when you get a really, like, if that zone's expanded for Lopez today, it's going to be a long day for Oriole bats because he's that good. And he'll work those corners or just off the plate if he's getting that strike. He will.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go out to Matt, who's in Baltimore. What's up, Matt?
What's going on, Rob? Jeremy, how you doing this morning?
Good. Doing well. How are you?
Oh, not bad. I tell you now, I'm still pumped up from Shorty to sing the national anthem last night. She rocked that.
I didn't hear.
Oh my goodness, man! You gotta find a replay of that. She sang it right. And she sang it beautifully. Girl had some pipes. And another thing, man, as far as Jackson goes, what I'm seeing, he was pressing a lot. But after he got that first hit, I'm actually seeing better contact. You know, like when he is actually getting it, hitting it, I'm seeing better contact. Okay. And like you guys are saying, it's like everybody wanted him to come up. And now people say, oh, well, maybe he needs to go back down. I say, shut up. Be a fan, watch the game, enjoy the wins, and stop trying to be a manager when you ain't even worth that. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
I mean, my whole thing is, like, give it another week. You know, give it another 5 or 6 games and really start to assess some things. And even then, it's probably not enough time, but it matters. Like, this isn't a team where you need to take chances and try to give somebody an opportunity. I mean, I think he's deserved this opportunity, but it's not something where you have to sit there and go, okay, we're just going to ride this out now. No, I mean, they have options, and right now at the major league level, it's about winning.
You know, someone hit me up and said, well, he's striking out at an alarming rate. Gunnar didn't strike out as much when he struggled. Yeah, he did. Gunnar Henderson batted 189 the first month. He struck out 29 times.
Yeah,
he did.
And a lot
in
of
22
that,
games.
Going back to seeing a lot of pitches, yeah. You get into pitchers' counts. And ultimately, because you're watching so much, that now you're trying to guess at what they're going to throw you.
Yeah, I don't know where that come from. Gunnar Henderson struck out 150 times last year. I'm sure that's one thing he wants to change, 159 times to be exact, in 150 games. So, again, I'm sure that's something he wants to change, but he batted 255 with an OPS of 814, 28 home runs, 82 RBI.
Yeah.
It's just not part of... Conscientious of strikeouts just isn't part of the game like it used to be. Rick in Ellicott City. What's up, Rick?
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, on the should you send Jackson Holliday down question, I'm in the camp of sending him down for a couple of weeks. A couple of reasons. One, he's not ready in the field. He's missed a couple pop-ups. He just doesn't look like he's had enough reps. Struggling at the bat. But the main reason, and I say this as someone who thinks Clive is the best ever. I think it's general manager malpractice to have brought him up a week before you trade a week of Jackson Holliday now for a year of Jackson Holliday after he's got 5 or 6 years of experience. I think you have to do that.
Well, I mean, look, there's obvious debates over what's the right answer. And they could have waited like another day or two. But you know, I don't have an issue with what they did. Like,
I would love to know already. What that guy thought. He's gone. I would love to know what that guy thought from the beginning. Should he have come up at the beginning of the, right out of spring training? And I would love to know what he thought then.
We see this. So I don't know why it feels like it's more accepted by a young pitcher to come up and get knocked around a little bit and then figure it out than it is for some of these hitters that struggle. And look, this is from everybody you talk to, this is a premier prospect. Yeah, you got the pedigree. You know his dad was in the league. You know his little brother's coming as well. You know he's eventually going to hit. That's why I said I'm more apt. That's why I'm happy I'm not in this position to make the decisions. But, like, I'm more apt to let him work it out until it does become a problem.
Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good. This isn't towards you guys, per se, but, like, You know, look, that young man's going to learn. He was rated the number one pick for a reason. And you know what? Most of the people commenting on the downside of his early professional experience, they can't even get in the box. They're not allowed on the field, and they would never hit any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Fans and players are a lot different these days, and Jackson Holliday is going to do that dang thing, fellas. He's going to do it.
Thank you. Let me say this. I don't criticize people by saying you can't comment on it because you can't do what they do. That's the case. Then there's only few people who could comment on sports. We could comment on any of it. But, you know, whether you can play baseball or not, you know when a person looks lost. You know, I don't think Jackson Holliday looks lost. I think he looks like pressing. He's second-guessing himself. Yeah. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy Kahn, reaction to the USA basketball roster at 9 o'clock. We're going to pick out starting five. All right? Pick out starting five. I think you and I differ a little bit. But on the other side, we're talking baseball. We'll ask Ryan Ripken his thoughts on another young player, Jordan Westberg, up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
8:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us, he is co-host of Baltimore's Baseball Tonight, courtesy of the Maryland Sports Commission Fan Hotline. He is Ryan Ripken. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, happy Wednesday. How are we all feeling?
Good. Doing well. Orioles' big win last night. You know, we said it before the game, Grayson Rodriguez needed to give them six innings with the two pitchers not getting past the fifth the two previous days. But one of the young men I want to talk about is a guy that caught my eye last year. I just like his workmanlike attitude and the way he goes about his business every day. And he's becoming a really good defender. That's Jordan Westberg. The guy just strikes me as just a professional hitter, has a plan every time at the plate. The plan changes based on his pitcher, but he just seems to be just a hardworking, smart hitter.
Yeah, I mean, Westy is just like the definition of just a ball player.
Yeah.
A dude that you can just feel so good about rolling at the lineup almost every day. And that's what Brandon Hyde has done, right? Westy's been an everyday guy, and rightfully so. And look, this is a guy, I've told you guys about this before, and watching him, seeing him, spending time with him coming up through the minors, you know, he can do everything. He just doesn't usually get those accolades that, you know, the guys like yesterday, like Gunnar Henderson had a tremendous game, or usually it's the ones like Adley Rutschman or Cedric Mullins is making unbelievable plays left and right in the field and then, you know, doing stuff at the plate. But Jordan Westberg's a guy that very well could lead the team in home runs. He's going to drive runs in. And by the way, he can play some really, really good defense. And he's the guy, really, that kind of can, in some ways, just put this already so talented roster over the top. And for me, I'm not going to be surprised if Jordan's going to hit close to 25 to 30 home runs this year.
I said the same thing to Jeremy. He's just one of those guys that on a regular season, those are his numbers.
He ain't never said that to me. Mm-hmm. Hey, Ryan. Ryan, what about Bruce Zimmerman going, excuse me, get choked up talking about it.
Because you lied.
Yeah. Bruce Zimmerman going today, you know, he's going up against Pablo Lopez. And I'd like to think that sometimes when you see a pitcher like that on the opposite side that – you get the best game from somebody. But Zimmerman, people were talking about him before the injury, like maybe this could be something that we found and be a good rotation piece. What does he bring to the table?
Yeah, so Bruce, I think a lot is underrated in some ways, you know, and it's not saying that Bruce is going to come out here and do what Grayson and Corbin does, or even if you're expecting what Dean does. But what Bruce is capable of doing is going out there to mix his pitches and to give you an opportunity to win. You know, and he's been up there before. This isn't a guy that doesn't know how to pitch in the big leagues, right? So, and knowing him personally, the work that he puts in the offseason, and even understanding, I think I've mentioned to you guys before, sometimes it's really hard when you don't know what position you're going to be in, right? Am I going to make the team? When's my opportunity going to come? And I think Bruce has become very seasoned to that. So, yes, facing another talented pitcher on the other side makes you want to elevate your game, but I think also getting your opportunity to get up and help the team is something that's already motivating enough. And Bruce, because he's not going to be that flamethrower, has learned to pitch and pitch. His pitchability, he's learned how to use his stuff. And I think that he can go out there and give the Orioles a great chance to hopefully – get a sweep before they hit the road.
Yeah, it would be awesome. Get a sweep right now. Ryan Ripken joins us. Ryan, I alluded to it. Grayson Rodriguez, he goes six yesterday. You know, on Sunday, we only get five from a starter. Monday, we only get, four and two-thirds from a starter. You needed that six to seven-inning outing from Grayson Rodriguez. What have you seen in him so far this year?
Well, for Grayson, I've just seen a guy that looks every bit the part that every scout was thinking he'd be that next ace for Baltimore, and then the Orioles got burned, so now we have 1A, 1B, or you can call him 1A and 1AA, right? I just see a guy that's confident. He trusts his stuff. And last year it was an adjustment period. And in the second half he really came on and figured things out. But what I'm seeing now is a guy that goes out there and believes when he gets the ball like Corbin, he expects to win. He expects to go deep in the lineup. And it's just in some cases we forget just still how young he is. And I think the maturity level he's showing, because the stuff's always been there. Now it's just learning to adjust at the big league level. And you know what? I think it's safe to say so far so good. And I told you guys before, there's no shock to me that Grayson Rodriguez should be a 2024 All-Star. Especially the way he's pitched this month and what I expect him to do the rest of the season.
Well, we got to talk about Jackson Holliday. What are you seeing from him? I'm one that, I think unless you're losing games, let him figure it out at the major league level. It's still a small sample size, although the strikeouts mm-hmm. are piling up. Again, I'm not concerned. I don't think you are, Ryan, but what are your thoughts on what you're seeing from him?
Yeah, you know, it was funny. I got a chance to talk to Michael Eyes or interview him yesterday for my show, the Ryan Ripken Show, and you know, they factor in, right, that you're going to have struggles. And we even talked about it. You guys, everyone's alluded to it. You know, Gunner, Adley. I mean, heck, Cedric Mullins, when he got up to the big leagues, he ended up back in Double-A in 2019 after being in the big league. So it's context, right? And for Jackson, he's young, and it's going to take time. I personally thought some pitchers were making heck of pitches against him early on, and some that were so close to take. And then when things also aren't going right, right? Just feels like it's snowball. So he was falling behind 0-2 quickly, and he was taking really good swings, but instead of putting them in play, he was fouling them straight back. So it's little things like that. I believe in him. I believe in everything with his talent, and you're right. I think you ride it out because you know what he's fully capable of doing down the road. And last thing I'll say is my father went like 5 for 60, was hitting 117. And I think he figured it out in due time. So I believe Jackson's going to do the same.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, Ryan, appreciate it, man. Are you on Baltimore's baseball tonight, today?
I'm back in it next week and the following week with Mike Bordick, so it should be a lot of fun.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot, Ryan. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys.
All right, buddy.
And something to throw out there. Somebody just tweeted at me and said I broke news with Bruce Zimmerman starting. He's on one of my gambling sites as the starting pitcher today. So if he's – I haven't seen him on other places, but Pablo Lopez is up there against Bruce Zimmerman is what I have. So I don't know if you have something different, Rob.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, okay. So maybe we'll find out. Maybe
no, I got undecided. I don't have anybody.
But what I have listed here, maybe it is something that's kind of slipped through the cracks a little bit. I don't know. But they have them up on this site, so that's what I went with.
Let's go to Ellicott City and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Listen, just a couple more perspectives on – I'm not going to beat Jackson Holliday down because he's doing enough of that himself when he gets back in the dugout. But to answer your question, Rob, from the beginning, my son and I, who were both pretty good baseball players, I'm not going to say I was a pro player, but, you know, I did stay at a Holiday Inn last night, nice. So I know what I'm doing and what I'm talking about.
You're a pro baseball player watcher. But go ahead.
Yeah. Right. Well, here's where I'm going with that. I'm almost 60 years old, and I will tell you this. You'll get a ground ball by me before you're going to get a regular pitch by me. I'm not talking about 100 miles an hour. My point is this. Jackson Holliday can hit, period. Sending him down to AAA is a joke because he's going to tear those pitchers up. The reason why he's struggling is just like you and Jeremy said, these pitchers, they're bringing extra stuff, and they're getting him in their funhouse real quick. They're hitting him with two strikes, and then at that point, he's done.
Yeah.
You know, my son and I sit there and watch the game. I'm like, he's now theirs now. And you can see the inexperience. Listen, when Gunnar was struggling last year before he eventually turned around and went on to be the Rookie of the Year, he was swinging at pitches. It wasn't as bad as my boy Adam Jones, but he was swinging at pitches. He was striking out a lot. After he got out of that funk, it was amazing the discipline he had, where he would not swing at balls that we thought were strikes from absolutely, and he would catch the walks. Once he caught those walks, it got his confidence. I told my son, I said, I'd like to see this kid who eventually is going to be good. I'd like to see him go back down, or maybe if he doesn't get caught up this year, put 10, maybe 15 pounds of muscle on. You know, I mean, he looks like he's never shaved.
Mike, you said something that kind of caught my attention. When people said, why is Grayson Rodriguez getting sent back down just to dominate people in the minors? To be reminded that he can dominate people in the minors, that he doesn't belong there. So the one aspect of sending Jackson Holliday back down, which I'm not in favor of, but the one thing that could come out of that is that he goes back down there to be reminded of the fact that he doesn't belong down there. 410-583-1057, that's the number. We're talking NBA, actually USA basketball at 9 o'clock. On the other side is football. Baltimore projected to have the second hardest schedule in the National Football League. Is that a blessing in disguise? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. On the fact, Jesus, got late. Man, this show is coming by quickly. I mean, normally when I'm sitting here with you, it
feels like forever.
The time sucks.
Oh, thanks.
Baltimore projected to be they have the second toughest schedule in the National Football League this year. Now, Joe, you asked, is that a blessing in disguise? And I know you're thinking something on that. What's the blessing in disguise of having a second toughest schedule?
I need to amend that. I led you astray.
Okay.
Fourth toughest.
Okay, fourth
29
toughest.
Out of 32. That's my mistake.
But still, it's top five tough schedules for 32 teams.
I don't want to talk about it now.
Well, yeah, all right. So, you know what? Just pack it in, guys. Let's end it early. Vinny and Haney up next.
No.
All right.
Next!
There you go. I'll give you the bottom five. Vikings 28, Ravens 29, Browns 30, Patriots 31, Steelers 32. Yeah. So
it's really our division.
Yeah, I kind of like knowing that our division is going to be suffering together with how hard the schedule is. I was thinking in terms of a blessing in disguise is maybe kind of battle tested by the end of the by the time the playoffs get here. We were last year,
yeah, we were.
And it didn't really help us that much.
Went to the AFC Championship game.
No, but I think what it means you still didn't get to where
didn't get to you what the ultimate goal was.
Number one seed set up at home.
But you do realize this is based on last year's schedule.
That's correct.
Naturally, it's going to be the toughest because nobody in the division had a losing record.
Yeah, so I would say this, but the fact that Cincinnati finishes last technically with how everything broke down at the end.
Without a losing record.
They get two last place teams in the division matchup. So it looks like this division plays a tough schedule. It's just that Cincinnati gets two last place teams.
And a lot of people say this is pointless because it's based off of last year, and you can't necessarily say that things will work out like they did last year. I totally understand that, but there are definitely some teams on our projected schedule that you would think, regardless, are going to be successful.
Yeah, here's why it is relevant. Okay, here's why it is relevant. Here are the home opponents. We don't know the schedule for next year. The Steelers, are they always going to be tough?
Yeah, that's their hardest division game, most likely.
The Browns. Games.
Yep.
They have talent. They're always tough. The Bengals. Are they tough?
With
yes.
Burrow back.
The Raiders, you don't know. The Broncos, you don't know. The Bills, are they always tough?
Josh Allen's there.
Commanders, the Eagles, are they always tough?
Mm-hmm.
So that's five tough games at home you know of. All right, then you go on the road. You still have the three divisional games. Yes, they're tough. You got the Chiefs. Yeah, the Chiefs going to be pushovers. No, they're not. You got the Chargers, tough. You got the Cowboys, tough. You got the Texans, tough. The Giants, you don't know. The Buccaneers, you don't know. So those are seven games on the road that you know are going to be tough. That's 12 games automatically out of 17 that you know it's not going to be a cupcake. So it to me, Joe, it is relevant. This strength of schedule for the Ravens is relevant because it's based on the success of teams last year. Teams the last year who are always successful. It wasn't a team that not the Jaguars, who had this great year out of nowhere, then boom, nothing. These are teams every year in and year out, are good teams.
Yeah, it's relevant right now. The way that I think this ends up not being relevant is we get somewhere around training camp and then we find out Dallas's quarterback goes down and this team, you know, like whatever it may be, some injury along the way or poor play, whatever, you know, there's strange things happen in football. We just haven't seen a bevy of quarterbacks go down. I think last year, outside of a couple of guys we can talk about, like Aaron Rodgers and whatnot, that clearly changed the Jets season, right?
That's the case anyway. When I'm looking at opponents, I don't throw in the caveat, well, unless one of the quarterback gets hurt. That goes without speaking. That's the National Football League.
It doesn't, because I just said it.
I mean, if...
So now it goes with speaking.
If the quarterback goes down... If the quarterback goes down, Jeremy, what do you put on our season?
It's going to be bad.
Exactly. This just goes without speaking. If the quarterback goes down, the team's not going to be
great. I like that Rob let me make my point and then just totally just crapped all over it. But that's okay.
See, I was told not to cut people off when I disagree with them, so I let you go.
Hold up. Rob, I respect your opinion, but...
That's just trash.
I let you go. Then I said how much...
I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, I'm going to let you finish, but first, your opinion doesn't matter.
What do you say after that? Somebody that says that to you. I'm going to let you finish, but I disagree with you. Okay, well, I'm done. I'm not... Mm-hmm. Anything else to say?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I'm good. I'm okay. I do think sometimes we look at the schedule and we've seen teams that we expected to be good not be good.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with what you're saying. The divisions that you're playing and some of the teams that you have on there, I'd find it hard to believe that Kansas City's going to be bad next year. Maybe they won't be as good as they were last year, but what does that mean? They don't go to the Super Bowl? And then, you know, Buffalo's not going to be as good as they were last year without Stephon Diggs, but they're still going to be pretty damn good.
Yeah. Kansas City is 12th hardest. Sorry, probably better way to say it is 12th easiest. They're about the midline. The Bengals have the 6th easiest this year, so they're the only outlier in our division.
Yeah, because, like you said, they have that last-place schedule.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing that's going to factor in, too, is some of these teams with a 17-game schedule that get the extra home game. We've heard about now teams missing it because of the London game. There's a Brazil game after the Thursday night opening game where, what is it? Is it Green Bay losing that home game?
I think so.
There's those things factor in too, whether you get a team on a neutral field. The Ravens have traditionally been a really good home team. And teams are going to win more games at home than on the road, obviously. I mean, the numbers will show that out. There's a better advantage. But now with the shortened week and the Thursday night games, I think a lot of times, too, it matters who you play on that short week. You play a good team on a short week.
Yeah.
On the road?
On the road.
Mm-mm.
You're in trouble.
I mean, you can play a bad team on a short week on the road, and I think it kind of levels it out.
Yeah. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy Kahn tells you where to put those coins at 9:15, but on the other side, Team USA roster is out. We're going to have our starting five, Jeremy. We may differ a little bit on this.
Mine will be right.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.